Got chops.
Bill Hader is almost as good at doing Alan Rickman as Alan Rickman is at doing Bill Hader. Mm-hmm.
Alan Rickman's Bill Hader is legendary. It's really good. He got an Emmy for that.
Alan Rickman?
Yep.
For Bill Hader.
No,
they accidentally gave it to Bill Hader because it was so good. They thought it was him.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a really exciting Emmy.
Is it this one?
You ever see someone get stabbed?
Yeah. I have.
Really?
Yeah, you ever stabbed someone?
No. Where? Who have you seen get stabbed?
Well, I've seen the man that I stabbed get stabbed.
No, okay. I was being real for a second.
I'm being real.
No, you're not. Has anyone in this room ever seen someone get stabbed?
No, I've seen someone get beheaded.
And I mean in person, not on the internet.
Yes, because I started watching Dexter a couple days ago.
For fuck's sake! Do you not understand concept of what I'm asking you?
I did see, like, verbally, like, in, like, a rap battle. I've seen some pretty fucking fatal raps.
Nobody gets stabbed in rap battles.
Yeah, they do.
No, and they don't.
They get word stabbed.
Anytime you get, like, really bested in a rap battle, no one goes, "Oh, you got stabbed, son."
They say that.
No, they stab them.
They literally stab them, though.
I did. I have seen somebody.
Have you seen someone get stabbed?
Boy, I'm so glad I asked this question.
I have seen somebody post stabbing.
So, have you seen someone
get stabbed? No, I haven't.
Remember when you got stabbed on the school bus? Do you remember that? Yeah, I do. When he got stabbed on the school bus.
Who got stabbed on the school bus?
Song.
Bummer.
Who got stabbed on the school bus?
A boy that you don't know.
Went to school.
What was his name?
Taylor.
Taylor what?
Hence.
Swift?
Don't worry.
I'm trying not to name names.
You know what you just did anyway? Good job.
Well, see, no, this is different from the last time I yelled at someone for trying to name names.
Now,
this is totally unrelated and no one's going to lose their jobs because of it.
Here's the thing. If you ever commit a crime, don't let me in on the details because clearly I will snitch. Like, I have no fortitude.
I'm the guy you want to call if you have to hide a body because I'll do it. No questions asked.
No, not a single question?
Well, I'll be like,
I'm the guy you call if you want to hide a bed. Because I work at a furniture store.
Wait a second.
Yeah. I work at... I'm just looking for something to put my foot on. Foot. My foot.
I get it.
On. Wow. I got a laugh from outside the room.
Well, on that...
As an aside, I've watched the first season of Dexter now, and my entire thought process was, he should really find a better way to dispose of the bodies. And then in the second season, that comes up.
Yeah.
My thought process when watching the first season of that was that I didn't like it very much. I didn't want to watch it anymore.
I didn't like the first half of it, and then I got really intrigued because he's very good, and nobody else really is in that show.
Yeah, from what I know from everybody who watches it, I will save you some time and tell you to just stop watching after, what, season four, Nicole?
Yeah, I think that's what I've heard.
You know what you should actually do?
And
just
actually
watch
just
season one and two, skip three entirely.
I was going to say that, yeah. Just skip three. Which one's the John Lithgow? Four?
Four.
Okay, yeah.
I've heard that one too.
Yeah, exactly. John Lithgow is amazing.
Isn't season three like Jimmy Smith, though? Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not really poor use of
Jimmy Smith.
It's not Nero good.
It's just not. No, it's not. Not like,
it's not even like Bail Organa, Jimmy Smith's level.
It's not anything.
Princess Organa?
Bail Organa.
Bailing. Jimmy Smith is Carrie Fisher's mom in real life as well.
Well, on that delightful note, welcome to the Geek Stampede Comics Roundup.
Woo!
Yeah. For the week of Wednesday, January the 22nd.
We all have beards, kind of.
My name is Joey Grzecki. Thank you for joining us here. Across the table from me, wearing the New England Patriots hat and the Edmonton Oilers t-shirt.
Yakupov.
And something about a Yakupov. Yakov Smirnov is Ryan Hetherington.
You ever yakupov some Smirnov?
To his left at a right angle.
I have.
Wearing a, like a Newsies kind of a cap.
To his left at a right angle.
Yeah, like a right angle.
Yeah.
Wearing a Newsies cap.
More of an obtuse.
And a gray hoodie with white drawstrings. Yep. We have Mr. Robert Krzecki.
Yep. Yep, that's I'm wearing all clothes today.
And to his left is Farts McGee.
How you doing, Farts?
Pretty good. Wonderful.
Fredrick, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, buddy.
Feggie Mac.
Feggie Mac, otherwise known as Farts McGee.
Farts
McGee. Rob is at an obtuse angle from me. Charlie's at a right angle from me. And Joey, you're cute.
Thanks, buddy. I get it. Actually, I'm not the one.
Geometry.
Yeah, it's not really.
Well, it
was sweet. You're right.
I appreciate it. Roughly.
Super cute.
So, I have two questions. One to all of you, and then one just to Ryan. All right. So, my first question to all of you. I'm going to tell you a piece of news, and I'm going to ask you a question about the piece of news.
Okay.
It was reported on such reputable news sites as Newsarama.com. You can always tell that the news can be trusted when the website ends in Rama.
Well, when they have a Rama of
like
news.
The Darirama.com. So the news is the following. It has to do with the Ant-Man film.
Yeah.
Directed by Edgar Wright. It has been bumped back. It's coming out 2 weeks earlier than they said, on July 17th, 2015. So my question to you is this. Why the fuck is that news?
Because it took back...
Why the fuck is it news that a movie that's coming out a year and a half from now is going to come out 2 weeks earlier?
A year and a little less than half. Yeah.
Only because it took the spot that Batman vs. Superman was going to come out in.
That's still not news.
It's still not news. It's more of a... Shit. It's more of a... Huh, but it's...
Honestly,
that
the
makes
fact
it slightly
that I saw
early.
This reported on so many sites today and was all over Twitter, and I was like, what the fuck?
How long is
How
the article?
How little is there? I don't know, I didn't click.
Like, is it one sentence?
They don't deserve my click.
Yep.
How else, I mean, what else could they possibly write? No, they managed to do four sentences.
Okay.
But they split it up into, like, so it looks like four paragraphs, but it's just...
And, like, is the last one, like, Ant-Man, directed by Edgar Wright, stars Paul Rudd and... Martin Sheen.
In an Egger suit?
Egger.
It also says that Warner Brothers is going to put their new Peter Pan film there instead.
Oh, who's in that? The guy from Tron Legacy.
Oh, who cares?
I just saw that today.
Anyway, okay, so that was my first question, which I realized was slightly disingenuous because I didn't expect an answer.
Oh,
my
God.
Second question is for Ryan only.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to win the Rumble on Sunday?
Unfortunately, Batista.
Yeah, it kind of looks that way, but like, are you hoping for a surprise entry by Brian?
Yeah, and I think he'll be in it. I honestly think it could be him, Punk, and Batista at Final Three.
Oh, that'd be so great.
I think Punk's running the table to the end anyways. I don't think he'll win, but
that'd be so cool.
He totally is.
Mm-hmm. Also,
surprise entry sounds like code for rape. That's
my have you ever watched the Royal Rumble?
We got 3 minutes.
Then we're out of here. Now quickly,
rape necrophilia.
Who would you like for a surprise entrant though?
Like an old time. Like, I think we're going to see Jake the Snake.
I hope so. I'm going to fucking cry when I see it because it's going to be so.
Gonna be so
I'm so happy for him. He was not my favorite because Bret Hart, but
yeah.
He was like one of my favorites when I was a kid.
I always hope for any appearance by the Maker, as you know.
Do you guys want us to leave?
Yeah,
do you mind? Because I got to be honest, I didn't read many comics this week, but I got lots to say about wrestling this week.
Oh, God.
I feel like at this point, I know Sheamus is going to be a surprise entrant. Like,
yeah.
I Sheamus is going to be.
Yeah. Evan Bourne. Evan Bourne will be because him and Christian have both been healthy for a while, I guess. So.
You know what's going to come down to Fandango and Bo Dallas, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Bo Dallas?
Oh, yeah. Bo Dallas is going to roll away, buddy.
Well,
we've seen him since last year's World Rumble.
You know what I think? I've got some bad news for you.
That would be surprising.
I would love for him to win, but it won't happen.
All right, well, that's it for Joey's
practicing skills. I thought it would be a good time to practice. I just have to practice my skills. I have a show after.
Everyone
I have to
also
hold up your favorites so you don't accidentally fuck it up.
Quick correction.
Okay.
That's it for now for Wrestling Corner.
Okay.
That's
weird.
It.
Weird.
For
now.
Weird that this is not my favorite.
I guess I'll
for the first time.
Cool,
okay.
Cool jazz, cool motherfucking jazz.
Okay,
cool,
well then, since
cool
it was Jim's favorite, let's talk about the big number one new release this week.
I didn't
Hacktivist. No, it's we're not actually. The Alyssa Milano comic.
Was it good?
It's fine, yeah. She didn't write it.
It sounds like her concept, though.
Yeah, it's her concept, yeah.
She's cool. She likes football.
I like Alyssa a lot.
I'm going to get
Alyssa
the next
Milano.
Issue, most
is?
Maybe, unless I forget.
What a resounding review!
Wouldn't it be a poor quote on the front? I'm going to get the next one.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
And you smoke a lot of dope.
I saw something, and I can't remember what the hell it was, but the poll quote was from IGN.
It was like 9.2.
Oh my! No, it had like an ellipses in the middle of the sentence, and it was like it's a worthy successor to. It's a worthy successor, and then an ellipses, and it's like to such and such, like an epic run that had happened before on the book.
Right.
And I remember the exact review where they said that, and the ellipses takes place of in terms of like this and this, but not any like
yeah,
it's not
how,
even close. It's the Constantine ad in Batman.
That's how those things.
Or
are,
worthy man. Successor to the Hellblazer.
To Hellblazer,
yeah.
And I remember
in terms of being a in
what?
Terms of
in terms of
any
fair
comic book.
Yeah, in terms of
paper,
being
written.
The only book that is strictly about John Constantine. I mean, it is a successor.
Okay, Constantine has established itself as a solid little addition to the New 52 lineup and a worthy ... successor to Hellblazer. And I swear to God, I remember in that ... there was they were like but this book kind
of
sucks.
It was like, here are all the qualifying the qualifiers.
It's about John Constantine. Like, that's
so, yeah.
And that, because on IGN it got like a 7.8, which is basically, it sucked.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn number 2 got a 7.8.
Really?
What?
Yeah, and even that book, they're like man, it doesn't have any fun.
I'm just looking at the numbers right now because I don't read the reviews, but I do find like the weird decimals so amusing.
How they have like the 100-point scale, basically.
Yeah.
There's an entire section of the website that describes in detail why they do that.
I'm sure there is, but fuck.
It's really stupid.
They just went back to it like a year ago.
Remember when GamePro used to do that?
It was like, we take it seriously. No, well, what, like the...
Listen here, Alyssa Milano. Written by Alyssa Milano and Various, with art by Marcus Du.
What?
According to IGN, it was written by Alyssa Milano and Various. And it got a 6.5.
Jackson Lansing and Colin Kelly.
Well, anyway, I'm going to...
Your child is making the cutest noises.
Earlier. Yeah, he's just mad about things.
But he's so adorable.
He is adorable. Aww. The book I was trying to sneak into, which got a 9.4 on IGN. Why do you have only got this cover?
Nope.
Yeah, you are the only one that got that cover. I got the
this cover.
Just the black and white cover.
It is
cover. With the blue background.
The blue, black, and white. I think it's
fine. That, well, that's what I said.
You said black and white with the kind of love you. Are you leaving?
Yeah.
Okay. Not you, Rob. I'm talking to Ryan. It's Deadly Class number 1 from Image Comics, written by Rick Remender with art by Wes Craig, who is really good. I don't remember Wes Craig. What else have I seen him do?
Not much.
Okay.
He was featured on, like, My Greatest Adventure or something. Not a comic book. That was just, like, the best adventure I've ever had. He was with me, like, alongside.
He was listed?
Yeah. Why don't I just look him up?
He started his own comic company, like Black Hand Comics or something, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And the books that he was on before are... I think he did, like, inking or something. I don't think he was
penciled,
ever...
penciled some... He did Adventures of Superman. He did The Authority, Batman... The Flash.
The Authority that he did, though, I think he just did inking.
No, I'm telling you, penciled it. I'm looking at his pencil credits.
Well, I'm telling you, not facts.
Yeah, it looks like he came out of like the Wildstorm, but he did like Guardians of the Galaxy, Legends of the Dark Knight, The Flash,
cool.
Batman. His earliest work appears to be Batman Strikes.
It's really excellent. His layouts in this book.
I think he inked his own
work on those books. Which is actually, it was just over benefits. Because he's drunk. Because the union.
Anyway, so it's about a street urchin who gets inducted into a secret school for assassins. It's like Harry Potter for murderers.
Yeah. And it really shows like the 80s time period really well. No cell phones or anything like that. There's really no outrageous technology. And my favorite part of this book is that Wes Craig's art style changes as the action picks up. Like, for the most part, it's relatively docile, and the layout structures and paneling structures are pretty straightforward. But then the second that there's, like, a chase or a car chase or whatever, everything gets slanted and everything is in motion, and people are jumping in and out of panels. It gets really, really
I love the color
really
scheme
cool.
in it.
So you it's really like this. Awesome. I just looked at your review.
I loved it.
So
I loved it.
You agree with the 9.4 that I should
have. I would have given it like a 9.3.5, plus I would have sent them
a
fruit basket.
9.357.
Which
we would round up to 9.4.
No, 9.33,
same
and then just like repeating.
Same
I'd have 9.33 repeating. I'd send Rick Remender a fruit basket, and I'd send Wes Craig his own resume as told by me, which is, I don't think you were on many things. I just on a sheet of paper that I mailed to him.
Do we have a game this week?
Yes, we do.
Okay, cool. I just wanted
to... Can we finish this?
No.
I forgot to ask earlier.
So I have...
I loved it.
I really enjoyed it too.
I have a couple of observations.
Okay.
Dari Ram. I just keep
one. I really dig the art. Like, I love his layouts, especially the double page spreads, especially the one where you see how his parents died.
Yeah.
I was like, that's way better than how Batman's parents died.
It's way better.
Yeah. The coloring is really good, although I have to admit, like, I'm getting a little bit worn out on, like, the one color tone across a whole series of panels tinting everything for no apparent reason. It looks cool, but it's...
They do that in Manhattan Projects.
Yeah, I'm saying of all the books that I've seen, this one, it seems to be slightly more random than the other ones. I don't know.
Yeah.
It felt a little bit more like, I don't know why this guy needs to be blue.
Well, it's because typically the color schemes in a lot of those Image books that do that, they have a theme throughout the whole book, whereas this just kind of changes all throughout.
I think it's like, this is clearly a trend in comics coloring right now, and it looks cool, and it's very well done. it didn't work as well for me in this one. This one I noticed it, which I think the only time I should notice comics coloring is if it's really, really good. But if I'm actually like distracted from the story and going, why is this part yellow?
Maybe
I think it's taking away from the story.
It's because it wasn't done by Jordy Belair.
Maybe. I just think that like rather than adding to the atmosphere, it kind of distracted me from the story.
It more so painted it thematically captures each chapter of this book. But it is a little random and
because there's some moments like in the middle, like the whole chase scene changes color like six times.
I think the whole chase scene is all in red, isn't it? Or is it?
No, it's like some of it isn't.
As soon as he jumps on the bike with her, it turns all red.
But for the first little while, it doesn't have a color scheme. And then it turns green for a while. I mean, it looks really, like, it looks beautiful.
That's because envy.
Like, just looking at the pages, it's fucking gorgeous. But when I'm trying to read it as a story, I feel like it's maybe a tiny bit distracting. But not enough that I'm going to dock it off.
I agree with you, though. It puts on filters of it that make it seem like a music video in bits, which is a little distracting and annoying. Yeah. But
which is annoying because the action sequences are impeccably well drawn. Like, they're exciting action sequences.
They are really good.
I love that his panel layouts, after the crash, everything has kind of just fallen to pieces.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's panels all over the place, kind of scattered as though, like,
glass
shards.
So it's not really a complaint, it's more of an observation.
I agree.
But if I have anything that does resemble a complaint, and I kind of do, it's that I totally understand why it's like this, because you have to hook the people in, but
you don't get to see the class until
I thought the entire last like five pages should have been another three issues.
Oh, but it's all crashed.
I get it. Like, I understand they want to get into the plot of the book because people have to get to the end of number one and be like, I'm hooked. But the first two-thirds of this book was infinitely more interesting than the last third, which was, like, so rushed, and they threw 17 characters in, and I know I'm going to get to know all of them. And I know eventually, and when this comes out in the trade, it won't matter, and 3 months from now when we're reading issue four, it won't have mattered because I'll know all this. But I was just like, I'm really enjoying this ride, and I hated the ending because it was just like, wow, that was a waste of a lot of good story that you could have done. But I totally...
Yeah.
Even if they had made it a double-sized issue...
Well, it's because the weight of that main teacher is lost because he's just thrown in there randomly.
Yeah.
And then they all go,
and he looks
it's this guy. And you go, oh.
And I was like, it's the guy. Who immediately goes, yeah, fuck you. And then the other goes, I guess I'm for him. I'm like, this is going way too fast. All I know is that the onion guy from Parappa the Rapper wanted him, and now he doesn't want him. But now the cool ninja girl does want him. I'm into it. I'm in. But I wish this had been a bit longer because
could have seen him walk off and
last few pages were so condensed. You know what I mean?
I'm sure you'll find the things will teach you. I'm sure it'll beat you. But nevertheless, you'll get a lesson from teacher. Now kick,
punch,
punch,
jump,
bop it,
chop,
and twist it, pass it.
You rap it awful.
You rap it awful.
But does that make sense? Am I being too critical?
No,
I think, especially about the end part, like, I would have liked to see him walk away and have the issue.
It was,
I totally get why.
Because, like,
think
about it. Remember in Neverwhere? I know this is, like, it seems like a really weird pull. But in Neverwhere, when he first goes to London below, and then he wants to get the fuck away, and then once he gets away, he's trying really hard to get back. That's one of the best parts of that book. And same with, like, Coraline, when she first goes to the place, and she comes back. We have all the questions about that taste that she got. In this, we get like three panels of him waffling about going and her going like, dude, being an urchin sucks, right? And he's like, yeah, I guess.
I don't know, being an urchin was really interesting.
I thought
I was expecting more issues just about him, and more about him and his life on the streets.
Yeah.
But
you know what?
Why does he get chased after by the police to begin with?
Because
what did he do?
Well,
something
he alludes
to do with
something
his
parents. He alludes to the home. Really, he probably burned the home down.
Yeah.
Well, he
I'm
escaped
guessing.
From the
tax
home,
fraud.
And then he
right.
also
but
alludes to...
The way he said, like, what this is about the home. He did something when he escaped the home.
He also alludes to the guy that he steals the wallet from, and then going to finding out what his address is, and going to pay him a visit later, and then the next page is just...
I think that was just like a throwaway of him being like, I stole this wallet and part of me wants to go kill this guy, but I know I shouldn't.
See,
that's what
I
got from that.
I thought it was because of a Ponzi scheme.
See, you didn't read the book. Shut up. We're actually talking about a comic for once and you're trying to fuck it up.
That's what I do.
Wallet, the way I read it was like, it was just sort of an introduction to his sort of mindset, but I don't think that he actually did anything.
Yeah.
I think that the reason those guys were after him has something to do with the home that we don't know yet.
Yeah.
I think maybe the other reason why the ending kind of sours it for me a little bit is that in the essay in the back, you know, you get a lot of talk about how this is such a personal book and all that, and the first half of the book feels
it's
really
very
personal.
Personal.
And then it feels like they shoehorn in this, like, school for killers thing.
Yeah.
And, like, I was totally on board with this book without
That's what I was thinking
about the over-the-top genre twist, but
yeah.
I'm totally on board to see where it goes, but it felt like a really personal story, and then it felt like a really generic Harry Potter for killers story.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So
it reminded me a lot of the X-Men Noir kind of thing when they get the sociopaths all together. It's a very similar
idea.
X-Men
Noir so long ago.
There's sociopaths in it.
Daredevil Noir, I think. But anyway.
I think a lot of, because everything that you say I agree with, but ultimately I think I have a trust for the creative team, but I loved it so much. And then that very end, I was just kind of like, yeah, that was still good, and I trust that eventually it'll develop and be a lot better. That's kind of the crux about reading single issue comics.
It's a very good
comics.
Comic, definitely.
Yeah, it's,
is Rick Remender worthy of all of my trust? Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's part of it. Is I think Rick Remender is such a good writer,
so
but I'm disappointed that I didn't get to hear the story that I thought we were going towards. But
it may still
overall,
develop that way.
It's still
way.
A really
we'll
good comic.
Yeah, it's an excellent comic.
So we talked about a comic. We haven't done that in so long.
Let's talk about something else.
Let me see what we got here. I have a Newsarama list.
Sweet.
Okay, I was actually I was joking,
we?
But okay.
I'm down.
Guys.
Yes.
Rob, are you in? Are you excited?
I'm in. I'm with
a Dollarama news.
Although sometimes when Newsarama does lists about DC, I end up just being like, yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, I think I read this list and I agree.
This is the 10 things we still miss about the old DC universe. We still miss them.
They're still harping on about that like a bunch of old crones.
Yeah, I've kind of moved
on. I just
wanted
to use crones. In a word.
So number 10, the sacred
there's a couple
institution.
Things.
What does that mean?
I don't have any idea what that
it's
means.
It's marriage. We miss Superman being married. We miss all the characters having wives. I don't give a flying fuck.
That doesn't matter.
You're stupid, Newsarama.
That one's dumb.
Number 9.
Well, I mean, it'll take more time to develop those characters.
Well,
and eventually,
they,
no,
yeah,
they
but
no
eventually,
role.
I know
eventually
that.
Will be
I know that, but
no
eventually,
role.
Fuck. But eventually. It's DC, so...
It's not going to happen.
All right. Don't put your faith in them.
Rob.
You've been...
I'm not putting... No, I'm putting my faith in the fact that Dan DiDio is not going to be alive for a very long time. He's not going to be the direct... Like, the
president
of DC.
No.
Forever. The second that he's gone, that rule is going to be burnt to the ground because everyone hates it anyway. He's the only person who perpetuates it. Jeff Johns is not... Jeff Johns will Jeff Johns be at the very top of that company for the rest of his life?
No, but I'm saying that there's three guys who are all at the height of their popularity and power.
Yeah. But so, Jim,
you're right? 30 years from now, then maybe they'll have a different rule. You're right, but I mean, I think we probably have to get used to it for the next 30 years. Is what I'm saying. 30 years. No, you know what? It's never going to change. Worlds will live, worlds will die, but the DC universe will always be the same forever.
Hold on, let me ask my friend Dan DiDio what he thinks. Legends never die.
We got a special guest.
Yeah, he kind of laughs.
Well,
I was a little too high.
Our new plans for DC Comics is to make sure all of our comics are as bad as is humanly possible and with lots of seams on the costumes. Isn't that right, Jim Lee? Oh, yeah, Dan DiDio, that's totally right. I have never heard Jim Lee's voice.
He sounds very American. Like, he's got an American...
I've looked at Batman with pouches and that's armor.
Whoa.
Oh, whatever.
You just sounded like, what's his name, from The Goonies.
I sound like Short Round.
He was in Short Round,
and he played Short Round.
He's basically Inspector Gadget with the go-go gadget belt.
Yeah,
like
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. The android?
Yeah.
They give him his...
He had an emotions chip.
On.
Can you turn on this light? It's too dark.
You don't like the ambiance?
No, not at all.
Let's get sexy.
When did you learn how to speak French?
Today.
Look at my onesie.
There you go. Are you wearing a onesie?
Yeah.
Like long underwear?
Yeah. Like full
That's
body?
Adorable. It was like 10 degrees today.
I know, but I still wore it just for fun.
Anyway,
I'm
number 9.
Still not wearing it.
I agree with number 9. Is Donna Troy.
I miss Donna
character.
Troy.
Donna Troy's a cool character.
I have not read enough of Donna Troy stuff to.
Isn't that Wonder Woman 2? No, it's that Brad Pitt movie.
Number 8, The Daily Planet.
I like that movie.
Don't give a fuck.
What happened to The Daily Planet?
Clark Kent doesn't work there anymore. He hasn't worked there
for
the past year.
Yeah.
But it's still.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, wasn't it like a big deal when
it exists?
It's in Superman Unchained. Like,
so what does he do now? Like block or something?
Yeah. Wasn't it a huge deal a year ago when he like quit the Daily
Planet?
Well, okay, it was a huge deal
for DC
for
their press releases
for nobody.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
He's done that before. There was a time when John Byrne where he was like a TV reporter.
Yeah. It was in the main Superman title. Scott Lobdell makes him quit, and then he starts working for a blog for this lady.
I thought he had
oh my god,
the
that's
Perez
so
stuff.
Fucking contrived.
Nope.
Am I wrong? Okay.
like,
you are wrong.
How do we make Superman updated for the night for 2013? Well, how about we have him write a blog? Like,
well,
that's,
I mean, we're
oh,
making fun of that, but that's literally
but that's
what
happened
Spider-Man
to the
does.
News.
Yeah. And we were all like, "Dude, Spider-Man's so cool! They updated it and it made it work."
Yeah,
and now Superman did it. We're just like, "You faggot!"
I don't know.
So I've offended Chinese people, gay people. Who's next? Handicapped people. Oracle. Number 7, Oracle. I agree.
I miss Oracle.
Fuck that girl. Give me Oracle any day, especially since Stephanie Brown was a way fucking better Batgirl than Barbara Gordon ever was.
And Stephanie Brown was already in the New 52.
We get it, Gail Simone. You like redheads. Because you have red hair. I assume that's the entire reason. I don't read the book. I have to be honest with you. I didn't think this through. Let's move on to number 6. Something called Oolong Island.
I didn't know what that was.
I like Oolong Island. Because
isn't it from 52?
52 and from Checkmate.
Right, I didn't read Checkmate.
Because one of my favorite character villains ever was there, Egg Foo.
Oh yeah, Egg Foo.
Remember that
Egg
giant
Fu.
Like egg?
Yeah.
So
sounds
it
like
was
a
cool.
And
52.
The island that was controlled by all the mad scientists. Like,
yeah.
All the mad scientists went there. It was cool.
Yeah.
All
right.
Number 5 is the DC Universe.
Well, I don't know what that means.
What?
I
don't know what it means. I think we're talking about like other planets, so like all the like
the 52
Ran,
worlds.
Like,
Ran,
no, like in the DC universe,
or Ran,
there was like Ran,
Thanagar,
and Apocalypse and stuff like that. Like actual
oh,
other
the
planets.
Well, Apocalypse is still there,
right? But I mean, like in the old DC universe, there used to be lots of stories between Ran, and Thanagar,
yeah, yeah.
And all the
it was way more cosmic. That. Everything takes place on Earth in the New 52. Mm-hmm. Which is a shame because they've adopted all the awesome Jack Kirby concepts, but they
yeah.
Like they went to New Genesis for I think one issue of Wonder Woman. They talk about Apocalypse and Darkseid just comes to Earth anyway.
Yeah.
It's they actually Geoff Johns adopted so much of the Kirby Fourth World stuff and just made it lame.
That's
the Mother Box. Like in the first volume of Justice League where they find the Mother Box and it's just it. It's basically an Amazon shipment box. Like, it's the lamest looking thing ever.
Well,
when
good on Geoff Johns for continuing the rich tradition of pissing on
risks
the legacy
of wrecking
of
Jack
Kirby.
Of taking Jack Kirby things and wrecking it. And the boom. Like, Brian Azzarello uses boom tubes really cool.
That's
really well. And
cool.
Also, Apollo is
yeah.
a really cool character.
I
or
love,
sorry, Orion.
I love that. Okay,
I am.
Number 4 is the C-listers. Now, I would argue that there's been a lot of C-listers.
There's a lot of
C-listers
in
the
right
yeah.
too. Yeah.
But,
did they mention
Firestorm is a really big part of Forever Evil right now.
I just think it's funny that the specific character that they mention with a picture of is Bwana Beast and they use
from
the
Animal
from
Man?
The Animal Man.
Like,
well, he could have
known
before that, but
yeah.
Yeah, like the picture they use is from the Animal Man story. I was like, yeah, I sure
hold on,
Bwana
they're complaining
Beast.
About C-listers? Animal Man is an ongoing title. Animal Man's basically like a Z-lister.
I haven't seen Bwana Beast.
Oh, okay.
He's really gonna show up soon.
Number 3 is A Sense of History.
We still have that. Just go.
Well, we don't really, because like all I know what you mean, but like they're talking about like the history of this universe. All we really know is that no one knows.
Well, except that Batman didn't change at all, and Green Lantern didn't change at all.
Well, except that
and,
they didn't. Like, they didn't
yeah,
really change,
you're right.
But they also, like all the comics, they're just like, well, we kept some stuff, but we didn't tell you which.
The only thing they really reset
who
was
cares?
Superman.
Really, ultimately, who cares?
Yeah.
Number 2, the Justice Society of America. I totally
I agree. Missed that. And they and
like,
they were on their way to
so.
Building that
yeah.
with Earth 2, but then they fucked over James Robinson, so he left.
Yeah.
And he had huge yeah. plans for that book that probably would have erupted into JLA coming to Earth, at least. And, or I would have been so excited about that, but it's not going to happen.
And the last one is the most obvious one, the one that fucking fanboys never shut up about, is legacy characters. The whole idea that Barry Allen was inspired by Jay Garrick and Wally West was after Barry Allen and Vernon.
Go pick up a showcase. Go
yeah.
pick up an essential.
Newsarama, you suck. I can't believe I'm defending DC.
So negative.
I don't
like that list because I have nothing to say about anything.
They're introducing
like,
Wally West.
I heard that, yeah.
But it's going to be drawn by... Oh, I think I talked about that last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, you did. Brent Booth, you were very excited.
So sad. Whatever.
You're super excited.
Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
Guys,
I want.
Let's talk about a book.
We don't really.
No. East of Eden was one of my favorites.
I mean, I only. We can talk.
Can I talk about this book? Is this anybody's
yeah,
favorite?
I
didn't
no,
read it. I
didn't read it, and I don't think I have issue 15, and
issue,
I haven't read
now,
issue 14.
Now, issue 15.
Then we can talk about
delayed.
Number one.
So they just put issue 16 out because it was done.
Issue,
really?
15, issue 15 hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, issue 15 hasn't come out yet. Yeah, there's
what?
A big, there's a big.
Why didn't they just?
There's a big
the
note
number?
In the back about it.
Yeah, why didn't
they? Why didn't they just call this issue 15 then?
As you may notice, we've had to publish issue 16 before issue 15 due to some technical and production issues.
Why didn't
they could have just called it 15 and I would have never noticed that. I'm not kidding.
Apparently they're in the midst of a month where they have to get 2 weeks of books out of every week.
I mean, they've been saying that they're going back and forth between her and Clint, but like, I don't care.
At the same time, like, the numbering kind of stinks, but at the same time, the reasoning is like, Dave Aja needs a little more time. Okay, give him that then.
I'm just really glad. I understand that, but it's really not hard to fucked it up.
Put a 1-5 there.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'm glad though, because I was like, oh shit, I missed 15. How did I do that?
Yeah, no.
I didn't. Actually,
even in the back, Marvel it's like, 15. Next up, Hawkeye 15, Hawkeye 17, Hawkeye 18.
Oh, well, I'm glad that Marvel is the one who missed issue 15 and not me.
I'm just glad that they're giving them time to finish a book, and it's not DC.
Well, I mean, they are, but
bring on the
they're just like, we don't have, we're crazy, we can't put out issue 15, we have to put out issue 16 right now!
My theory is that this was printed. And then they were like,
sure,
shit,
look,
you know?
I'm sure you're right, but then why didn't they just wait and not have Hawkeye for... Oh, whatever.
Fair enough.
Whatever. Who cares?
I'm happy because I like Hawkeye. And because technically, like, issue 15 and issue 16 have nothing to do with the other. Because issue 16 is a story about Kate Bishop, a.k.a. Hawkeye.
The Bishop.
Which Hawkeye is
the
title of
the book. The Bishop. It's more about her...
The Bishop, am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
it's more about... I'm deadpanning that, by the way. It's more about her life as a PI in Los Angeles, and there's a really...
It means you kill something in a pan.
I did pan.
Let the boy eat!
She's a PI. And there's a guy who plays piano, and it's cool. It's like, it's really, really good, guys. I'm defeated right now. Annie Wu's doing it, and it's very... This is the most Aja-esque Annie Wu that has happened here, but it's really, really good stuff.
I've liked...
Aja-esque just in the... Like, not layouts and stuff like that, but it's very, very good.
Cool. I like the Bishop stories as much as I like the Barton stories.
I think I like the Barton stuff a little more just because it's Dave Aja, but yeah, like, it's not a huge step off for me.
They've gotten to the point now where they just... It's two ongoing artists that alternate
all
the time.
More or less, yeah.
Well, the stories alternate. One issue's Clint, one issue's Kate, because she's on the other side of the country.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
She's in San Fran, or...
L.A.
L.A., and yep. He's
in New York, still.
So each issue bounces back and forth.
And
that's
it's
sweet.
And like I said, the writing is still sharp as ever. Like I said, prefer Aja a bit, but Annie Wu is very, very talented and good. And
cool.
Yeah, like, it's a shock that this isn't my favorite. I think this might be the first issue of Hawkeye that isn't my favorite. It took 15 issues. Or 16.
What is it?
Depending on how you look at it.
No, it's just some excellent, excellent stuff. Still the best book from Marvel.
One day I will read
Suck it, Daredevil. Just kidding, Daredevil's so good.
Suck it. I read a Marvel book. Do you want to hear about the Marvel book that I read?
Yeah.
That I really, really enjoyed.
I did,
by Nathan Edmondson and Phil Noto. Black Widow number 2. This is some of my favorite Phil Noto work, and it's... I've enjoyed that they've been self-contained and independent stories, so like single-issue kind of espionage stories.
Independent stories, and they can do it by themselves.
What did you think about this?
I like it. I like the art a lot. I like that they're done in one stories. They are a little, what's the word I'm looking for, breezy? Like, there's not much
substance
in
it. Easy, breezy, beautiful.
Like, it's beautiful, and I'm enjoying it, but like, they're pretty light. They're not very plot heavy.
I really like the
very character
stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, they're more actiony. Like,
yeah,
it's just watching her do, which is cool. Watching Black Widow do an awesome thing. They're just very light on the
story.
On the story, really. But that's cool. I'm fine with that. I think it looks beautiful. Why is it $4? Oh, because it's a digital book, right? Okay. But yeah, no, I like it a lot. I like the artwork a lot. I'm on board for at least until Noto's on it.
See, I really like Noto, and I actually like Edmondson as well. I don't know. I spend money.
You don't like girls?
No, I spend a lot of money on comics, and this was one where it was like, I don't know, should I be
comics?
Buying
like
it alone?
Boys? It's a callback.
That was like
a way old
year and a half
callback.
Old callback.
Really old callback.
No, it comes down to the fact that I have limited funds for comic books.
That's
and
so much fun.
Fund is... Like
what?
The Bay of Fundy.
Oh!
Which has the highest tide rises and lows is. I'm blanking on the word. What? Okay, anyway. The tide moves a lot there. Guys, I've had a long day.
Somebody help
no,
me.
I don't know. I have limited funds for comics, so I was like, I kind of just figured I wouldn't buy issue two because fuck it.
That took a long time.
I want to go to school to be a broadcaster, guys. This is like on the radio, not even where I can just smile my way out of shit.
Maybe be a ditch digger. I don't know.
Or, well, I've done that before. It's
we all read this book.
Batman number 27 by Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo and Danny Mickey.
Can I just say I saw the solicitation for April's issue? And guess what the cover is?
Good.
The same fucking cover. Oh, the Zero cover again with a different color scheme.
No.
Yes.
It's no. Issuing. It's ushering in the new chapter. Yeah.
That is so fucking annoying.
It is. It's pretty.
At
stupid.
Least this book had a cover, even though
this was the first good one of Zero Years.
I liked it. I think it's
sweet.
I like it, but why the fuck is what? Why?
Because it looks cool. It's Dr. Death.
Yeah.
The bone stuff that he's doing.
Dr. Death. What did he have it happen in this issue? Reflects that in any way.
I don't care. You're not wrong, but
I'm sorry, really, is it weird that I want
wait,
the cover?
Like,
if
Steve
Batman
Williams?
Is turning into a monster on the front cover, shouldn't there be something in the comic somewhere that has something to do with Batman being a monster? Or that character even showing up in the book?
Yes.
whatever. I like this comic a lot.
This issue
was very
so good.
Yeah, the development
plus
with Gordon
a lot of
is Gordon. Perfect.
Yeah, I love.
Sorry, say that again. No, I couldn't
hear you. The development for Gordon
is
perfect. It's
his whole
excellent
speech
story.
Was really cool.
Yeah, Alfred's speech is really great too. Yeah.
He's got such a handle on every one of his subsidiary characters.
I like that a lot. Yeah,
it really builds Bruce without having to have Bruce say anything. Like, he's building so much. All the dialogue that happens is really, really cleverly plotted and laid out because it happens to build the whole world and not just that one solitary character. But Snyder Batman is now just Brubaker Captain America or Wade Daredevil. It's always spectacular. The colors have been getting better though. I really like Dark City, this whole arc, the color work in it. There's so many purples and pinks and stuff and oranges. It looks awesome.
It's
a
very citrusy book.
Yeah. One of my favorite Batman villains has always been the Riddler, and I love when the Riddler is played not as a joke, when they make him a mad genius.
I prefer
like Batman Forever.
I prefer criminal but not evil Riddler. I like Riddler better when he's like the Riddler that Paul Dini did, when he was very much like a private. Yeah, people could come to him for information, or he would solve mysteries for them. And
he's a snitch.
Where he was, but when he was never like. Batman would never give a shit. Like, he wouldn't. Riddler was never the one behind the plot to kill people. Riddler was always.
I like Riddler,
but I don't like homicidal Riddler. I like this story, but that's a testament to how good the story is because
you don't like this Riddler. I love this Riddler.
I just think that the Riddler as a character is so retarded that to have him be an evil genius who plans to kill people is laugh out loud stupid. And
more
laugh
out, but
the fact that
his villain
in this
dresses like a bat. I mean,
no, but I'm saying
that,
like
goofiness.
The character is so goofy. He's like, I like puzzles and riddles. I'm like, that's not that evil. Like the Joker, homicidal maniac, Two Face, like sociopath. Riddler just like, I've got a riddle for you. What can fly? A bat. That's right. That's
also an airplane.
Yeah, that's also
I get the idea of the Riddler being kind of a joke, but not like a complete joke, which is kind of like silly and. Goofy, but anyway.
I know what you mean, like in Catwoman, what is it,
When in Rome, when he's like a fence. Like, I like that, when he's more just like ambiguous, or more like amoral rather than evil, but he's doing a very good job in this book, despite not having my version of Riddler that I like.
Yeah, this, it's a
but
good
Rob,
review.
I interrupted you.
Did you?
Yeah, you were talking about that you liked this version of the Riddler.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's fine. I think it works really, really well. I think, a person or like a crazy person of this nature would be the kind of person who would wear a stupid green fedora and a weird green face mask.
Can I clarify something here quickly? All fedoras are stupid.
No.
Have you ever seen Boardwalk Empire?
I am Indiana Jones.
Okay, well, in 2014, I'm so sick of fedoras, and I don't know what it is. Me neither. Who have you seen in public wearing a fedora?
I don't know. That's a thing.
Nobody.
I always see it in like TV shows.
Yeah.
Well, and
he looks good in a fedora.
Thank you.
Well,
you're welcome.
Fuck you.
No, I'm just.
You know what I don't like is New England Patriots hats.
You know what? I'm really
fair. We're giving and taking. No, I just I don't like fedoras, guys. And I will not back that up with
so well said of old timey radios too.
Oh,
they're
like
the
actually,
worst.
I have a bitch in old timey radio.
I hate them.
You'd love mine.
Yeah, it's good.
It's one of my. It's like Jennifer Lawrence's cheeks. I just don't like them,
why
and
do you
I can never tell
radio?
You why.
I got it from my dad when he passed away.
Oh, I can't even make fun of you now.
I mean, you could, but you look like a colossal dick.
I know. I'm used to just being like kind of a dick. I don't want to be a colossal dick.
As an aside,
it's my favorite mutant.
I like this panel where he's on the power wire
when the lightning's
and there's lightning.
That is
a that's
a beautiful.
That's a
panel.
Beautiful panel.
I love when Capullo does just all shadows Batman.
Yeah. All shadows, Batman.
I think I've stated before that Capullo is not my favorite artist. Although I like him, but he's not my favorite artist. But when he does shit like that, it's awesome.
I love
awesome, awesome stuff.
What would you guys say to a game?
I would say, okay.
If the winner gets a fedora, I'm out.
Shit. Well, the winner doesn't get a fedora.
Shit.
Well, then I'm in. Shit.
I don't know.
Bro, but the
okay,
game,
guys.
I wish I could.
This is a new game for the show. All right, this is a little game I like to call.
Where's the theme song?
Fuck me.
He was going to tell us what it's called, and you fucked it up.
I hope it's...
God, who keeps inviting him every week?
Nobody. Yeah, he keeps showing up.
Not even showing up. He just lives downstairs, and then just...
Yeah.
I haven't
I
read...
pretend to leave and just sneak.
I haven't read Velvet Number 3 yet.
What?
It was
really good.
Cool.
I've been reading Big Boy books.
This is a game I like to call... Black Widow, Green Goblin, Blue Beetle. Black Widow, Green Goblin,
this theme song
Blue
sucks.
Beetle.
Please stop.
Okay, so there are...
Thank you, Kerry King.
Kerry King?
Well,
is that the Slayer?
Well,
that's
yeah.
A Kerry King.
What about Jerry song? King? Like Lawler?
Jerry the King Lawler?
Whammy Bar Finger Mash. Whammy Bar Finger Mash.
So basically, I'm going to give you a clue, and you're going to tell me if it is Black Widow, Green Goblin, or Blue Beetle.
I've got such a raging clue right now.
All right. We're going to start with Joey.
Okay.
The Scarab, Black Widow, Green Goblin, or Blue Beetle?
Blue Beetle.
That is correct. That is 1 point for Joey.
Excellent.
Excellent. Ding. Ding, 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 ding.
You want to ring the bell, Apollo?
That was like 17 points.
Okay, all right. Now we're going to move to Charles.
Charlie. Charles in charge. Scott Baio.
Norman Osborn. Black Widow, Green Goblin, Blue Beetle. Yes! That is
oh my god, I get a point.
You're one
well,
of us.
Buddy. You're doing better than last week.
Ryan. Natalia Romanova. Black Widow, Green Goblin, Blue Beetle.
Black Widow.
Oh, one for Ryan. You guys are doing
right,
excellent.
Round,
cleaning
one,
up. Round one is done.
Good job,
right
everybody.
On. Round two.
Okay, here we go.
Joey.
Yes, sir.
Ted Kord. Black Widow, Green Goblin, Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle.
That is one to Joey.
All right.
Charlie. Dan Garrett, Black Widow, Green Goblin, Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle.
That's one to Charlie. Good job. 2-2. And Ryan, Aunt Jemima.
Well,
Green Goblin?
You idiot.
Are you serious? Really?
Oh, God.
I didn't even think real.
The first issue of Spider-Man Uncle Ben died.
Wait, I always thought that was horrible when people thought that Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima have to be married because they were the only two black food people. Like, oh, they must be married. Why? Well, they're both black.
And old.
And food.
No. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, Aunt Jemima is a black widow.
Did not even click.
Yeah, after the death of Uncle Ben, Aunt Jemima became a black widow.
Not all here today, guys. All
right.
Way to
so,
pull Charlie.
So Ryan,
two for Joey, one for Ryan, two for Charlie. The second round, done. Third round, Joey.
Yes, sir.
Vegans. Black Widow.
Green Goblin.
I get this one right away.
Beetle. Well, maybe Green Goblin. I'll open this bitch.
It's like that clicked.
Vegan
Black Widow.
Vegans, Green Goblin.
And I love talking about
them. They love
race.
The greens. Oh, they
maybe,
love them.
Maybe goblins.
They love them. Charlie. Oh, right. Charlie.
Yeah.
John Lennon. Black Widow. Green Goblin. Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle.
He's a Blue Beetle. Good job.
Charlie, you're doing well.
Because of how dead he is, he would have turned blue.
Some of his songs were quite melancholy.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Ryan. Ryan. Here's an easier one. Paul McCartney. Black Widow, Green Goblin, Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle?
No, he's a vegetarian. He's also Green Goblin.
Yeah, yeah. Haven't you ever watched The Simpsons?
Why am I Charlie this week?
I don't know. I don't know,
but I like it.
Well, I don't even think Quizmaster Prime planned that. Yeah, no. I think he honestly thought that you would be doing well. Anyway.
I fell into this hole. Okay, all right. Well, Joey.
Yes, sir.
Harry Osborn.
Harry Osborn is a Green Goblin.
Harry Osborn is a Green Goblin. Good job, Joey.
Thank you.
Charlie. No, Phil. Yorick. Black Widow, Green Goblin, Blue Beetle. Black Widow, Green Goblin, Blue Beetle.
Phil Yorick. Blue Beetle?
No, he's
he's a Green Goblin. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Charlie.
He's a Hobgoblin.
He was a Green Goblin.
But he also was a Green
Goblin. In the
past.
Yes. Oh, okay. Ryan.
Latro. Tied with Ryan. Ryan, you can get back in the game.
You can get that. Here's your chance here. Latrodectus Mactans. Black Widow, Green Goblin, Blue Beetle.
Black Widow.
Yes.
That's it.
All
that's
right.
Wait, what did you say?
Black Widow.
Yes, you're right.
That's the name.
Wait, what did you say?
Black Widow.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
That's the name, like,
Kingdom. Like the,
Good
like
job.
The Roadrunner name.
Good job. All right. Fourth round.
Here we go. Fair so that means that, Ryan and Charlie are tied.
Oh, right.
You're one up. Charlie's got three. Ryan's got two. Joey's got four.
Wait, I fucked up two.
Yeah.
What did
I fuck? Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney was Green Goblin.
Come on.
He was Green Goblin.
He wasn't a Blue Beetle. He was a Green Goblin.
Yeah. He was happy all the time.
All right. Joey.
Yes, sir.
Scarlett Johansson. Black Widow, Green Goblin, Blue Beetle.
Plays the Black Widow.
You are correct. That is one more point to Joey.
She's white.
All right. Charlie.
No, I'm just going to race.
I like that. Let's just move on.
Nobody.
Charlie. That guy from Antichrist and Boondock Saints. Black Widow, Green Goblin, Blue Beetle.
Green Goblin.
Hey, there you go. Good job, Charlie. Climbing up.
Could you just not think of his name?
It's a clue, Charlie.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's a clue.
Sorry.
It's
games.
Is Antichrist a really fucked up movie?
Yes. Okay. Okay. Ryan.
No, you're thinking of Elmo and Grouchland.
Ryan. A manically depressed bug.
Blue Beetle.
Yay! Good job. Very wonderful. This is going smoothly. Okay. Joey.
Yes, sir.
An ill mythical creature from Nilbog.
An ill mythical creature? Ah, it's a Green Goblin.
Yeah! Good job, Joey.
He's eating her! He's gonna eat me! Oh my god!
I must do it!
You were looking up when you said that, and I thought there was something up there, like eating something.
What does he say about hospitality in that movie?
You can't piss on hospitality! I won't allow it! Have you seen the video of some guy asking the director of Troll 2, why did you name your movie Troll 2 if it's not a sequel to Troll 1 and doesn't even feature any trolls? And the director just kind of looks at the cast like, this guy's an asshole. He's like, what are you talking about? Of course there's trolls in that movie. He's like,
no, there's not. Is that from Troll 2?
Troll 2 is
what,
one of the funniest
thing
movies.
Rob just said? Yeah.
No, that's from the documentary about
no,
the making
I,
of Troll
no,
2.
No, not bad.
The what we've been talking about is Troll 2.
Yeah.
Nilbog is Troll 2.
No, we just brought it up at random.
Charlie.
And then in inner space.
Charlie. A darkened window as described by a child with a cold.
A darkened window.
As described
You're
by a child
this
with a
is
cold.
So easy. Oh my god.
I don't get it.
Black Widow.
It's a Black Widow.
Oh, fuck.
That means no points for Charlie.
That's right. Right. Ryan, you can get back in.
Sorry, Ryan.
I'm coming
this
for
is,
you.
You can tie
Hulk
Charlie.
Hulk Hogan.
Yoko. Oh, no.
Ha!
Black Widow, Green Goblin, Blue Beetle. Yoko Ono.
Think about it. What did she do? She sucked John Lennon's dick. So she...
Oh, my God. Well, she's not really blind.
You're so
Green
stupid.
Green Goblin.
You're stupid. She blew a vehicle. I even said it. I said she sucked John Lennon's dick. Oh, my God. Oh my god!
I thought that these puns were like for you! I honestly
don't
like
deserve!
It's only the ones you tell me that I don't get!
Deserve to beat Charlie. What? I literally explained this to you.
I'd be batting 100 if I had either of their questions, because I've gotten them all so quick.
Oh my god,
it's
Ryan.
Mine.
Holy fuck.
These were like, these were for
this
you. I sat in my house.
Dear Ryan, I love you.
Actually, I was like, these will be Ryan's favorite jokes of all time.
In my defense, there's kind of a Chinook.
my
head
kind
of hurts.
We're in a kitchen!
Yeah, but my head kind of hurts.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's go on to the next round.
This is the final round.
So I've already won.
You've already won, but we may as well do this.
So if Charlie gets this wrong, though, then Ryan could still tie with him for last.
That could happen. Yeah. Could.
So okay. Charlie needs to get this right or else
I'll stab you if you get it right.
Jesus.
Verbally.
Anyways, in a rap.
Okay, it's my question, so let me go.
All right, Joey.
Yes, sir.
I blank passed that new blank blank in my car. Who would let an insect man a station and charge a fee to begin with?
Okay, could you say that again, please?
I blank passed that new blank blank in my car today. Who would let an insect man a station and charge a fee to begin with?
Oh, yeah, okay. I blew past that blue beetle. It's blue beetle.
Yes, I blew past that beetle.
Yeah.
When you say blank blank, that's two words.
Yeah, a beetle.
I blew past that beetle.
It's a beetle.
A beetle.
Oh!
Yeah. I had to think about it. I'm like, wow, what's he saying? Blue beetle.
Oh my god.
I didn't think you could top Truth or Daredevil. He sent me a text today going, I've invented the best game ever, and he just told me the name. I'm like, I don't know what that could possibly be, but I can't wait to find out.
All right, Charlie.
Yeah.
Please fuck up. Please fuck up. Please fuck up. I mean,
alliteration. Ahead. Fuck that. Eat a dick. Something in Russian. Black Widow, Green Goblin, Blue Beetle.
Alliteration. Fuck that. Something in Russian.
Eat a dick. Something in Russian.
Eat a dick. Something in Russian.
Oh my god, this is easy.
Black Widow.
You're correct. The only of Green Goblin and Blue Beetle that didn't use alliteration. Black Widow. Good job, Charlie. You pull ahead with 5 points. I'm still gonna give this last question to Ryan.
Okay.
Wait, can it be worth a million?
Yes. Yep. This one is worth 27.
It should be
points.
Worth 3 so that he can beat Charlie.
No, fuck that. It's worth 27.
This one, okay, I'll tell you what this one's worth. This one is worth all 5 of Charlie's points.
Oh,
deal.
Ryan, don't fuck this up.
I'm going to pressure. Ugh.
Someone with a speech impediment calling you out for not following through with something. Someone with a speech impediment calling you out for not following through with something. Black Widow, Green Goblin, Blue Beetle.
Can I say them right now with a speech impediment just to see?
Okay.
Black Widow.
He didn't say with speech impediment. You're just like,
that's what you said.
Someone with a speech impediment.
There's so many different kinds of speech impediments.
I didn't say what
kind. So you figured, I'll just try one randomly and see if it works.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Someone with a speech impediment calling you out for not following through with something.
Green Goblin.
What the fuck?
I don't understand
what
you're doing.
I'm so lost.
What the hell, Ryan?
Blue Beetle.
I'm sorry, Ryan, you lost. It was Black Widow.
You're Quiddo.
Black Quiddo.
Oh my god. How am I supposed to get that one?
Honestly, I didn't get that one. I was like, I don't know what this one could be.
That one
Black
is all Quiddo. Just
for this. That's not even speech impediment. It's like a weird accent. Black Quiddo.
You're Quiddo.
You're Quiddo.
You're Quiddo. Black Quiddo.
Rob, I know I speak for all of us when I say, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It would have been Dracula with a speech impediment.
Blah,
Quiddo.
And Ryan, I say this to you without judgment. What the hell, Ryan?
Oh, I don't know.
Charlie.
Second place.
Good job, man.
Didn't lose this
good job.
No, first loser.
Good job.
First loser.
Okay, yeah, but before you like...
Dude, I will
much,
take it. I don't care.
I was going to say, hang out too much bunting. Let's keep in mind this is the first time you haven't finished last, even behind people who aren't here and are, in fact, drugged out pop singers.
There's also that time that I wasn't there that I lost too.
Yeah, to Miley Cyrus.
Oh,
that's
that?
What I was
oh,
referring
okay.
to.
She's really talented, guys.
What?
I think she's got a nice voice.
Who?
Okay. Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Black Widow. Blah. Quiddo.
Jesus Christ, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's okay. Next week, I'm gonna be like,
yeah, you're gonna come back.
I started from the bottom. Now I'm here.
That's right.
We
That's
might be...
Next week, I'm going to say that.
This is just like where once every 3 years they let John Cena lose a match so that he can be the underdog and come back and win.
But the weird thing is that for the next 3 years, he's still the underdog.
Yeah, I know. It's
and it's like, well, no, but he wins every time.
So next week, it might be a brand new game. Or it might be the triumphant return of the comics quiz. What do you guys think? Which game? Would you like another new game?
I would like another new game, man. I love new games. Whatever's easier for you, but dude.
All right.
I don't ever want to play comics quiz again. I want to do these things forever.
Yeah, they're amazing.
More puns.
Okay, good.
That's oh my god, and then I can be like, Rapunzel.
Well, you sure as fuck weren't Rapunzel this week.
No. I honestly, writing stupid puns, I was like, Ryan is going to like make out with me after I do all these really awful puns.
I still will, but...
I can't believe I had to be like, dude, what did she do? She sucked John Lennon's dick. And you're like, Black Widow?
I assume they had a really progressive relationship where she didn't do that.
The Black Widow is pretty weak. That's like the weakest of all really awful puns.
That wasn't the best one, but...
If you would, you should have just said Dracula, and I'd been like blah, and then I would have been like oh. Well, I would have been like blah, quit,
blah,
oh,
blah.
See, that would have made it easier if you just said it was like a Dracula
English money.
Are we hindsighting my really awful pun game?
Dracula English money exclamation blah, quit, oh,
no.
Come on now.
What else do you guys have to talk about? I have nothing else.
I have nothing else.
Well, actually, we touched on this, so that's...
I could mention...
Say about it. It's just... I read Hacktivist. It was pretty good.
In just a couple seconds here, The Unwritten is back. The Unwritten Apocalypse, number one by Mike Carey and Peter Gross. And it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story, beautiful issue, and the beginning to
beautiful
what will be
man.
One of my favorite arcs of the series. And yeah, there is an Arrow... adding it with a shirtless man with a green hue. So
you know, recently I've been reading a lot of books, and some of them have been like dark fantasy, if you will.
Yes,
not like elves and trolls and shit, but just like kind of, I don't know, kind of like Neil Gaiman-y kind of stuff.
Okay,
and but I read like three in a row that I realized that in my Goodreads review that I used the phrase hauntingly beautiful, and I was like, it's annoying that I keep saying this, but it's just a coincidence that the last two books I read were. But I was like, I fucking hate that I keep saying these things are all hauntingly beautiful. But in my defense, they're pretty hauntingly beautiful.
I keep seeing people who are like, my goal is to read like 200 books this year. And then I get...
Mine is to read 200?
I read 1 year?
I saw somebody whose goal is to read, I think it was... Or maybe it was just 100. And she
Mine
had already done like six
and I read
or
15
something.
Yeah.
I have read two.
I have... Like, you've read 15 so far.
Yeah.
Do you know how long it's taken me to read 15 books?
Well, you don't read very often.
No, it, like, I probably, maybe,
read more,
yeah. I maybe have read 15 books since high school.
Yeah, you kind of have to get in the zone
you have
of reading.
To read to do it.
But I promote illiteracy.
So, but that's the thing. People always go, oh man, I could never read that many books. I'm like, well, it's because you don't read. Like, if you read as much as I do, yes, you could. But you just don't read as often as I do.
I don't
read. Yeah, like, how often do you read in a day? Like, 3 to 4 hours?
At least that much.
Yeah.
See,
probably,
I just,
probably closer
I
to six, including audiobooks.
I can't do it. I get so distracted when
since
I read.
Since I've been home today, I've read 3. I finished 2 books since I got home today.
Oh, you finished 2 books?
Do you read?
Well,
do you
I mean,
read?
I didn't start them
do you,
when I got home today,
do,
but I finished 2 of them.
Do you read, like, more than one book at the same time?
I have currently 7, but
oh
only
my God,
3
I can't
that
do
I'm
that.
Actively really reading right
I can
now.
Only read, like... Like, I can read, like, 2 comic books at the same time, like trades.
That's confusing, because I have to, like, you have to keep looking from panel to panel.
Well, no, no, but, like, I'll have, like, 2 trades going at the same time, and it's, like, hard on me. I'm
hard
not a good
on.
Reader. Like, I get way too distracted too easily. And once again, promote
literacy.
No, I made it better.
Hey, Down to Nothing has a new record out.
I know.
And Down
to
Abbey
is
also a show.
Speaking of, I have a better show. Have you heard of the Flatliners?
No side conversation.
Oh my God, they're so good.
Sorry, Charlie and I are laughing how funny it
is. Have you heard that? That is good. It took me just
right.
It's
done nothing because now so done heavy.
It's
short.
The same. They've made a million times.
All right, guys. I'm gonna go
it's
first.
Time for my favorite.
I hate that I have to talk about this book because I can't because it's too good and I'm too stupid, but...
You! Like...
Yeah, well...
Want
yeah,
me to talk about it?
Not the pictures!
My favorite window. This week was Pretty Deadly Number 4, Kelly Sue DeConnick and Emma Rios. It's hauntingly beautiful.
There are a few books as inspiring and as beautiful as Pretty Deadly.
This is like the next great like epic fantasy story after Sandman.
I don't think we'll ever actually do like the 2013 roundup episode, or it's looking won't. Less and less like we will.
Well, it's almost February.
So. Yeah, so we won't. But that would have been the best new series of 2013.
I agree.
Oh yeah, my god.
We didn't do the
can I do something for the next month where instead of just being honest, I tell lies the whole podcast?
I've been doing this since the beginning.
February.
But Blue Beetle, you
write it in your
it.
Book, Rob. Write that pun in your book.
February.
Yeah.
February.
Yeah, dude. There you
don't
go.
Write that down. That's the dumbest thing
because
I've ever
said. Because if it
said.
Doesn't work out, though, it's always defibrillated.
Zing.
But why is it a zing?
Yes, anyway, yes, I really love know. Pretty Deadly. I'm so excited whenever a new issue comes out, and it's just fucking gorgeous. I make special time to go and read it.
Oh, well, special,
it's special
time.
Special time.
Do you want to know how bad I am at reading? I had no idea what that book was about 2 issues in. No clue. And I read them both issues twice. No idea.
It's about...
There's a girl with like tattoos on her
mouth.
And she's
no,
mad.
No. We're of an elite
Ryan,
group that
you're
get
reading
it.
It wrong.
You get it. Yeah, you're just reading it wrong.
No, I had no idea what it was about.
It's,
you just don't
but
get it.
Here's the thing about that book. It's not like a universal book. Like it's a style of storytelling, a type
esoteric.
Of story that is only going to appeal to certain types of readers. And it's not smart readers. It's people who enjoy that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, it's not that you don't get it. It's that you don't care enough to like, you
understand
try.
How the
you understand
points
things.
Are scored in Canadian football, so you're not stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I don't get it. I didn't get 1 point.
I
what the fuck?
It's a when you punt your
kicker.
I don't
actually know. I'm just saying it's stupid.
And it's only
thing.
Canadian football. See, I thank you guys for trying to make me not sound stupid.
We
honestly,
welcome you.
Like, I'm pretty... comfortable with the fact that, like, I just don't, I'm not a strong enough reader to understand what's going on.
You are,
it's
just,
and then, no,
again,
you know what,
again,
so it doesn't
again,
matter.
It's not that you're not a strong reader, it's that you
doesn't
don't read very
you.
Often. No, it's also that you don't read very much.
Yeah.
If you read more, you would all, it's like, look, I'm not very good, I can't think of an analogy, I'll say something.
At sex.
Yeah, look, here's the thing. No, that's a bad analogy too, because you can do that
guitar?
Your whole life and you're
and it worked
no,
once.
Okay, look, here's the thing. I'm not very good at, I can't think of
cooking! Sports!
Yeah, I'm not very good at cooking. No. I'm terrible at cooking. But if I cooked every day, I probably couldn't help but get better.
Fair point. I see.
See, clearly I'm not smarter than you because I couldn't think of anything to say.
I do think it was my distraction that kind of got in the way of that book
it's like,
a lot.
Oh, my
like
arm isn't very strong. Even. But if I jerk off twice a day every day, eventually my arm is going to be stronger.
True.
And eventually
dick
I
is
may
more chafed.
Pull my dick right off.
You ever done that?
I have.
Charlie's tea, and I do it often.
I don't drink tea.
Dick tea?
Not
yeah, you don't drink regular tea. You drink dick tea.
No. See, I'm not necessarily trying to say I'm stupid, but I just, like, I get
just
distracted
not your
very
kind of
easily.
Yeah, because, like, look,
and it's, I'm
look,
not, I wasn't interested.
Charlie
is
stupid. You.
Charlie, I don't think you're stupid.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm nice to a fault, though. No.
I am not nice to a fault. Yeah.
No, I just...
Although we
I get
tonight that you do have your boundaries.
I do.
Yeah.
No, I get distracted
too
easily.
You have to have lost a parent. And that's like, no, I'm not ready to cross that line. Yeah. I have a line. It's just way the fuck out there.
No, I get distracted way too easily when it's something I'm not immediately interested in. I have trouble pushing through things like that.
So like the first time you had sex with
bad
a girl,
rapist, yeah.
You had to push through and she was like, this hurts. And you were just like, yeah, but imagine for the
story,
I just
said
right?
thanks because I was like, wow, thanks.
All right.
For the story.
Enough of this bullshit. You.
Are you sure? Me? You can keep talking about that. That was pretty gold. That was gold.
New dad. Don't sleep a lot.
I'm going to talk about a book.
It's not even true. I sleep a lot. My kid sleeps through the night, every night, since he was 2 weeks old. But
and now every parent who's had a small child, which is all parents, is like really angry at you.
I know, right? I
what about
like,
that movie Jack?
I honestly feel
or
like...
Or Benjamin Button.
True. He was probably big when he was born.
I was also seeing
the movie because he was involved.
The way you said that,
you're probably bad.
I honestly feel like I haven't, like, I'm not even a real parent. Like, other parents can look at me and be like, "You fucking asshole." And I'm like, "I know. I don't even disagree with you."
Next time I see my cousin who has a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they are terrors, I'm gonna be like, "Oh, so my friend Joey has a child who just sleeps through the night."
Yeah, doesn't like really I put him down at 11. He wakes up at 8:30 or 9. And like, he sleeps longer than
my cousin. No might slap you if she.
Sometimes when we're doing Brad of the Creature, he's fussing and she has to hold him. But sometimes this last episode, you can hear him in the background.
Well, I know, but it's really not much of anything. Like,
son of creature,
I'm surprised.
Just do what my parents did: neglect him,
muzzle, muzzle,
not
muzzle.
Teach him how to read.
Muzzle.
No. Anyways, my favorite for the week is a book that did catch my interest. So I did not get distracted while reading it. It is All New Invaders, issue 1. James Robinson and Steve Pugh.
Yes. This is your favorite, eh?
Steve Pugh had excellent work
Steve
in this
Pugh.
Book.
He did.
It's such a fantastic... Especially the... there's like this flashback memory scene...
that looks so good.
Involving Nazis and shit.
That was very cool. Yeah.
I was hoping that the whole book was going to be in World War II. I didn't read the solicits for this, and I was hoping that it was going to be about that.
Oh, well. Does that have a download code that I could...
Yes, it does. This is another comic that I wish was double-sized, but I see
why
me
too. Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, nobody else is in this.
And it's a lot of fine. Plot set up on, like, well, why would the invaders be here?
But at the same time, how awesome is it that the main character is the Human Torch and not the other characters that we know so
that,
well?
I really appreciated that. James Robinson writes legacy characters like that very, very well.
We don't have those in DC.
But, like, there's a ton of, like, interesting mysteries. Like, even... even when they go back to this flashback and it's like, wait, where's Toro? And things like that. And it's kind of like...
That was pretty cool.
I feel like that's kind of a thing like, well, where was Toro for this thing? Or who is this Major Liberty character?
Yeah.
And where was Cap during this whole fight? And just like, there's a lot of like interesting... I was going to say intrigue, but now I can't because I said interesting.
Adventure.
There's a lot of intrigue. Excitement. In just like little plot points along the way in this book. I don't know. It's good.
It's laying really interesting groundwork.
Yes.
I love the team.
Thank you. You just say what I think.
Oh, breasts.
Get out of my head.
Great White North Pizza.
No.
Shaking Change.
Do you guys know that the guy who plays Trevor on Trailer Park Boys is 43?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Do you like Steve Pugh?
Yes. This, but that's
how can you not?
That's
like
a huge reason why.
Plus,
I
his
like
name
to
makes
me
able to go Steve
Pugh or Steve Pugh. The last page,
based off of me.
The last page showing the arrival of two of the four invaders.
Mickey Burns.
Such a cool page. Like, I'd fucking get a poster of that shit.
Wait,
it is
the fourth one. It's Bucky, Cap,
Human Torch.
And
Namor.
Hmm?
Human Torch and Namor.
Oh, Namor.
Yeah, there's a little hint on what's actually happening with Namor.
The Kree Supreme Intelligence.
Yeah, I was so excited that the Kree Supreme Intelligence is involved in this book, too, because that's just, like, the coolest.
I really love Kree and Shi'ar. I always forget how to pronounce
Shi'ar,
yeah.
Shi'ar! Hey, guys, what's a pirate's favorite type of movie? Rated R.
What's a pirate's second favorite type of movie?
Comedy.
Generally likes mysteries.
Oh.
Yes. Of the seven seas.
Ah!
All right.
All New Invaders number one, really cool though.
My favorite book this week is Mind Management number 18 by Matt Kint. The return of it on a monthly schedule because the last one was 2 months ago and it was double sized. This is the beginning of the second half of the whole series with my favorite cover of the whole series so far, and it's a very one and done issue introducing a mind management agent who can understand the feelings of animals. Basically, she communicates with animals, but not in like a Dr. Doolittle way. She like empathizes with them and is able to...
You lost me when you said not in a Dr. Doolittle kind
of
way.
Sorry. Well, Eddie Murphy shows up
good.
Later, but as like Norbit.
Does he do his awesome
even
deep
better.
Laugh?
Yep.
Sweet.
Yep. And when he de-Norbits... or whatever, takes off the fat suit. He's wearing the thing from, or the same suit that he wore in Raw.
The red leather jacket.
And that drawn by Matt Kent is breathtaking. Anyway.
Really captures the sheen.
There's some themes that he does artistically throughout it where the main character is kind of in the minds of these animals, and then it turns into this really cute sort of treehouse. animation style, like a full page showing Shangri-La, and it looks like it looks like something that you pick up in the kids section of Chapters. It's really, really cute, but it's also talking about mind management agents that kill people, so it's kind of nuts. And then anyway, it's a great jumping on point. No, it's not. It's a horrible jumping on point. It's a great issue to jump back into the third volume, because this would be volume 4, I think. Because the futurist, anyway. Yeah, this I believe would be volume 4 of Mind Management. One of the best aspects of this book is when you follow it in single issue, there's so much extra content. For example, the back cover of this issue involves one of the mind management agents building toys to put together a super team based on like the traits that people want on a super team, and ultimately he creates Unity, the Valiant book. So it's an ad for a Valiant book on the back of this Dark Horse comic, which I thought was awesome.
Kent's writing that, isn't he?
Yeah. Like the mind management character builds Ninjak and the Nexo Manowar and then Harbinger and Quantum and Woody, and then puts them all in a book and then decides that it doesn't work and throws it on a pile, and it's the front cover of Unity number 1, which I thought awesome. Was really clever. Also, it's got one of my absolute favorite double page spreads by Matt Kent to date. Which
is really cool. I like that one.
Truly beautiful.
I've covered work. Enough that Matt Kent is not my cup of tea, but that page, that double page,
it's cool, right?
Yeah.
It's
my favorite.
It's awesome.
There we go. Done. See ya.
Although I will say, I've always thought he is awesome. I just, in a comic book, that's not my jam.
Good stuff?
It's kind of my jelly, but not my jam.
Hey, what's the difference between jam and jelly?
I jam
typically the ingredients and the way that you preserve it. So it makes like jellies.
Is this real here?
I honestly wanted to know the difference between jam and jelly.
My entire life, up until this point, 25 and a half years, I have thought jam and jelly were the same thing.
Nope, you're dumb.
God, what's marmalade? Marmalade is chunks.
Marmalade is Paddington Bear's favorite thing. That's Did you not know difference. That either?
No, I was.
Yeah, the difference is Paddington Bear loves marmalade.
Oh.
Jelly.
I thought like orange marmalade had like pieces of orange in it.
I mean, jelly shakes like Santa's belly. And jam is what fish does to.
Always.
Like all the time.
Jam is what Jay is the master of.
Oh, yeah, he is a master of jam. Jam master, yay? Isn't it like the Jay silent in it?
Jam is so
good. Yam master, yay?
Yam master.
Like raspberry.
Speaking of, would you like sweet potato fries?
Yeah, would you like to start a diner with me called Yam Masters?
No, food truck called, and we serve crepes, and it's called the Crepe Van. Patent pending.
The Crepe Van.
That's a verbal trademark.
I get it. Or just call it crepey. My crepeys.
The main crepe style will be called statutory crepe. I have discussed this idea with a lot of people, and like it's so realized in my mind, it's kind of sad.
That's not sad.
I'm 25 and have nothing in my life.
You're ingenuitive. You're an innovator.
But
I'm
scared of driving anything larger than a Sebring, so I don't think I can do it.
Yo, you're my Sebro.
So I read George A. Romero's Empire of the Dead, number 1. This is
Jorge Romero.
Written by George Romero and...
I meant to get this.
The art's done by Alex Maleev. It's kind of continuing on. I think it takes place slightly after Land of the Dead. And basically these characters, like it continues on the notion that the zombies do have some intelligence in them, and they are mimicking the old ways of doing things. It's all about this guy who picks up these zombies that have some intelligence and trains them to fight. And then this university professor comes in and wants to work with him to train the zombies to be something more than just mindless fighters.
So is this a script that Alex Maleev has turned into a comic, or was it a comic script?
I think what it was Romero was writing it initially as a movie, and then he decided that it would work better as a comic, so he changed the format so that it works as a comic. It really plays well as a comic.
Okay.
And there's a cool introduction of a zombie lead character in it, too.
Because so did you read...
I think it's going to be really interesting. Plus, there's another... I don't know how much you know about it. So I won't say the spoiler, but there is another kind of monster in this book that gets introduced at the end.
Is it Grover? Monster at the end of the book? It's
Grover, yeah. That's Grover? What I'm pointing at.
It's Grover.
He's peeking right behind here.
You're pointing to two holes on the neck. I don't know what that means.
Grover.
Like two.
You
like,
guessed it.
Like it's a, is it one of those monsters that, like leaks oil from the holes in their neck? Or is it one of those people who's like smoked so much they have like trick rings or whatever?
Tracheotomy.
Tracheotomy.
So it's like smokers. So it's smokers?
I did not know that John Cena and Shawn Michaels had the tag team championship.
So Braun, Charlie.
It was right before their match, I think.
Did yeah. you read
they won it from rated RKO?
But yeah, it's so far quite good. I really like it.
You know what those two holes are from? On his neck.
Tiny dick holes.
No, it's like in that episode in season 2 of Dexter where there's the giant guy and he has to go up behind him and he puts two sedatives into his neck.
So that's just...
I've got Dexter on the mind. I've been watching it a lot lately.
Ding, 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 ding. Did you read...
Yeah, I really like the first two seasons in season 4.
You've been through this.
Did you read the Django Unchained comic book?
No.
Because that's what I thought that this Empire of the Dead was going to be, because Django Unchained... is the script
yeah.
just kind of adapted for a comic and it doesn't work or flow at all and it's really, really clunky and awkward.
Yeah, this is nothing like it. Like, it's a new thing and I'm pretty sure Romero maybe early on had it as a movie and then
as
decided that he wanted to write it.
Oh, I see.
Write it out as a comic.
Speaking
well, possibly
of...
Possibly nobody wanted to give him money to make another
I was thinking...
Movie since
yeah.
That's possible, but I think, like, it doesn't... feel like a movie script that was adapted. And maybe that's Alex Malev, who's just such a brilliant artist that he makes it work.
Well, the problem with Django Unchained was that, like, they didn't edit out any of the dialogue. So you had a panel of Django talking to the guy that he follows around with.
The doctor.
And it's basically a word balloon that takes up the entire page that covers their face. And it's just like awkward Quentin Tarantino dialogue that plays off a lot of body language anyway. That's a lot... to do with the delivery of the actual actor. So it didn't work in that instance, but...
No, this is really good. And actually, I really like the lead zombie character, like, is having some thoughts.
Lead zombie!
But I really like how they kind of do the word. Like, it's a bunch of just, like, mixed up letters, and then there'll be, like, a couple words that make sense together. And she's slowly stringing things together.
Killer.
It's cool. It's good. I'm going to pick up the second issue for sure.
More boys.
You know what would be a cool addition to that book? A vampire or something. Like a new monster.
No, that's gay. Mummies.
Yeah, that's gay. They should add gays to that book.
You know would be a great monster?
Like shoegaze, like the music?
You know would be a great monster? Homosexuals.
Honestly, I like where Rob went with that joke. You guys went the easy way and Rob's like, gays like shoegaze? And I was like, I like that. That was good.
Yeah.
Rob took that, gave it a curveball. I appreciate that.
That almost looked like a firm
I
slap
like
on the bottom.
I like that kind of humor. Well, boys, we've reached
curveball.
The
baseball.
The trouble with the curve.
How did you guys make the first baseball reference? You guys. How did you make the first baseball reference?
I watched a sport last week.
Oh, I thought you were going to finish the sentence there. I watched a sport. Thank you for joining us.
Well, we've reached the part of the show where I thank you for joining us. So thank you for joining us here on the Geek Stampede Comics Roundup. Now with more comic talk. We talked about a couple of comics this week, right?
Next week I'll be on my game and not stupid.
I apologize that the last 10 to 15 minutes were me totally silent since I was reading wrestling stuff.
Were you on Reddit?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Ryan about this as soon as the mics go off.
And I give a hearty you're welcome that Joey was quiet for the last...
Well, until next week, Zing. I am the creature... No, that's a different show. Until next week, I am Joey G.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Robbie G.
I'm Charlie Frick.
And we are...
And I'm Dracula! Blah!
Blah, 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 Quilla. Blah, all right, blah. See you later. I love you.
Yeah, okay.
Peace out, dudes.
Yeah, okay.